Today, we are thrilled to be talking with John Hayes, Chief Marketing Officer at American Express. John, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
John, you've been quoted as saying that American Express is a commerce company. What do you mean by that?
When we say American Express, most people naturally think of the payments business that we're in.
The credit card business.
Credit card, right. Charge cards. And really, we're more than just payments. We actually drive commerce by bringing together buyers and sellers. So that context, I think, is important because a lot of the things that we do really come from that model, that construct. And Small Business Saturday is just one of the latest examples of us bringing that ecosystem together and releasing the power of it. The second thing I would just give you as background is really what we call enabling the power of the collective. The American Express card member base is a community. It's a really potent community. It's one that we have very deep relationships with, founded on the service that we provide. But I just want to give you an example of the power of this community. You may, I'm sure you recall, in January 2010, the Haiti earthquake that took place, an awful situation. And we made one small piece of communication that we sent out to our card members just saying, you know, what they could do to help with the situation. And here's a couple of facts. Within 8 weeks of the earthquake, our card member base had donated over $100 million to relief on their cards.
Wow.
In addition to that, they donated over 87 million membership rewards points. That's the power of this collective.
It's amazing. John, explain to us where the idea for Small Business Saturday came from.
The program really is about giving small businesses an opportunity during the holiday season, just as everyone else has an opportunity. You think about the Thanksgiving weekend. You've got Black Friday, which has been a traditional shopping day, which I know all of our retail partners value greatly. On Monday, there's now Cyber Monday, where, you know, many people make their holiday purchases the Monday following Black Friday. And what we noticed was that there was an opportunity in between. There was Saturday, and nothing had ever really been done with Saturday from a shopping standpoint. So when we looked at the importance of small businesses to our economy, I mean, small businesses generated 64% of new jobs that were created over the past 15 years. And we also noted that for every $100 spent in locally owned independent stores, $68 returns to the community through taxes, payroll, and other expenditures. So, you know, it's a really important part of the community. We started to build and see if we could foster this movement. And we were even surprised by the scale of Small Business Saturday and how fast this movement started to take hold.
John, 2010 was the first year for Small Business Saturday. What kind of results did you see compared to 2009, where there wasn't a push to get people into the small businesses?
Sure. I've got a number of facts we're pretty proud of because, as I said, we were somewhat startled by the pace of growth. For those small businesses that participated in Small Business Saturday, they saw a 28% lift in sales over the previous year versus only 9% for those businesses, those small businesses who did not participate. I mean, that's three times the growth rate. So this is something that's really important.
And where exactly did the idea come from?
Well, you know, the part of the idea came from our customers, right? We have a clear understanding of what our customers value. And so, you know, we didn't make this up. This is really an idea that was fostered by the behaviors and the beliefs that our customers have. So that's the starting point. So what we consider ourselves, we didn't create this movement. We think we enabled it. And we helped our customers do what they already saw great value in. And that's important because for us, this is about, you know, helping our customers, whether it's a small merchant or whether it's somebody who is shopping in their local community. It's helping those customers find opportunities. And when you see results like this, you say, there's already a pent-up desire to do this. It's about releasing that power to the community. And that's really what we've done. And you know, we believe, as I mentioned earlier, the power of this collective is pretty impressive. And if it's done for the right reasons, you can get some pretty impressive results.
John, do you have any fun or real-world examples of the success of Small Business Saturday?
A good friend of mine called me and said to me that he had gone to a very early Saturday evening church mass, and the priest was talking, and in his sermon he mentioned that today is Small Business Saturday, and he was encouraging everybody to continue to support shopping small. So I guess we even penetrated religion on this one.
John, what do you hope that members of a community think about the merchants who are participating in this program?
They know by going into that store, they're going to make a difference for their community. Because as I mentioned earlier, $68 out of every 100 spent stays in the community. They know they're making a difference. And secondly, they know they're part of this movement. And we think that's important because people know that the collective can make an enormous difference.
So, John, where do you hope that this program goes in the future?
Well, you know, our hope is that this is a movement that continues to build and continues to build beyond just what American Express is doing. We've seen a number of mayors get behind this, governors of states. You know, our hope is that we continue to see that kind of support for this effort because the economy that we're in is going to be helped by the vitality of small businesses. That's where most of the job creation comes from, and that's really where, you know, all of our communities depend upon, and that's going to be a critical part of the future. So we're going to continue to get behind Small Business Saturday because we believe it's important to all of us.
Well, this has been incredibly successful. How do you top it?
Well, you know, the revolution that we're experiencing in marketing today has opened up so many possibilities. And it's the reason why we get as excited as we do about some of these new things that we're working on, because they can really catch fire. A great idea in marketing today can just catch fire, and you can watch a movement take place. So, you know, what we're going to continue to do is look for ways for us to help to activate this powerful community of card members on behalf of our merchants to help drive commerce in ways that are meaningful. And Small Business Saturday is just one example.
Well, John, you've given us some great information, and we're just about out of time. I just want to thank you so much for doing this, and it was really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.